This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purzel. Thanks for tuning in on this Sunday morning. In the studio with me this morning is the Taft Museum's chief curator, Lynn Ambrosini, to talk about a wonderful exhibit on view at the Taft through September. It's called Old Masters to Impressionist, Three Centuries of French Painting from the Wadsworth Athenaeum. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, to begin with, let's talk about the Wadsworth Athenaeum, just to touch on it before we talk about the paintings. What exactly is the Wadsworth Athenaeum?
It's a cryptic name. In fact, recently they added the words Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art to their title so that people could figure out what they were. And of course, Athenaeum is an old-fashioned word that was an Athens-like place renowned for learning and culture. So it was founded by one Daniel Wadsworth, a merchant in the 19th century in Connecticut. It was dates back to 1842, which makes it the oldest continuously functioning museum in America.
A lot of wonderful pieces of art there, and a few of them now here in Cincinnati.
Yes,
with this exhibit.
The show is here because the Wadsworth Athenaeum is completing some major renovations, and this freed up the artworks. In fact, they probably don't even have storage room for all of their artworks when they take them down. So it created a wonderful opportunity for us.
Well, let's talk about these three centuries of French paintings. It's a wonderful collection that really spans some of the common names, but some of the uncommon names. And I know a lot of folks, when they think about French painting, of course, the Impressionists are the first thing that come to mind. But really, the influence that French painting had on art stretches back centuries.
Yes. And in fact, France was the leading sort of cradle of painting for Europe between the years covered by this exhibition, which begins with work created in about 1620 and runs through the early 20th century. Many people would say that the capital of the art world before that period was Rome, and that the capital of the art world by the mid-20th century is New York. So this is art from the heyday of Paris in its grand scope, with all of the great technical expertise that was allowed by the finest art academy in Europe, the Royal Academy of Arts, later the Fine Arts Academy in Paris. And they imposed quite strict standards on artists, but that also gave them a basis of great technical proficiency. And that is why you can go to look at art from these three centuries at the Taft and see masterpieces on every wall. They're just the creme de la creme, if I can use the French term.
Yes.
And they cover a sort of concise history of French painting through those three centuries in only 45 paintings, so you don't get too worn out. This was something we really wanted to find a truly magnificent exhibition to celebrate this year, which is the 80th anniversary of the Taft. And we couldn't think of anything better than French paintings because the Tafts really loved and collected French art. So this is a sort of tribute, a gift to the city, and a tribute to the Tafts to feature some icons of French painting at the Taft this year.
And I was going to say this exhibit is in the 80th anniversary year. Mm-hmm. Quite the compliment to the Taft's permanent collection.
Well, it is. Some of the works in it fill out voids, areas that the Tafts didn't collect, such as some of the earlier French paintings by master artists of the 17th and 18th centuries, when most artists worked for the king, the court, or the aristocrats. And other paintings in the show go hand in hand with some of the Taft's favorite collecting interests, such as French 19th century landscape and portraiture. So there's a wonderful dialogue between the works in the show and the works in our permanent collection.
And as you said, there are 45 masterpieces in this exhibit.
Yes.
Walk us through a few of your favorites.
I'd love
because
to.
It's almost like you can see the evolution of the paintings.
Absolutely. As I said, if you don't have time to sit down and read a multi-hundred-page textbook about French art, come to the Taft and do it in an hour. It's just a grand experience. Well, it's chronologically installed. We start with the 17th and 18th centuries, as I said, and there you have one of the founders in the first gallery, one of the founders of landscape, the whole European landscape tradition, the painter Claude Lorrain, known for his radiant and stable, very serene landscapes, often based on images he saw around Rome where he worked. And then you move into the 18th century, the period par excellence of painting for aristocrats, and you see fantastic sort of sensuous or flirtatious artworks by, for example, François Boucher, who was the painter to Madame de Pompadour. And in these paintings are all in shades of pink, deep rose, teal, and gold. And it's a concoction, a sort of something delected for the pleasure of these wealthy aristocrats, which doesn't keep us from enjoying it now. It's very sensuous art.
Yes.
And coy, much of it tongue-in-cheek. So lots of dirty jokes hidden hidden in the symbolism.
And artists can be good at that, too.
Yeah. And then we move into the revolutionary period around 1789 and reaching up until the next French Revolution of 1830. And in that area, we have a magnificent female portrait by a leading woman portraitist, Elizabeth Vigée Le Brun, one of the few 18th century painters who was esteemed as highly as her male counterparts. And this is a fantastic example of her work. Then there are early 19th century romantic paintings by Jean-Auguste Dominique Ingres and Eugène Delacroix. The latter is a dreamy scene of five or six nude bathers in a forest glen bathing in a pool, and the count who commissioned it said he wanted X number of bathers, and some should be into their knees, and some should be in up to their shoulders, and one should be swimming all together, and their bottom half should be modestly clothed, but their upper charms could be artfully displayed. So that
very
was,
nicely put.
That was the commission Delacroix received. So then there's the great emergence of landscape in the second quarter of the 19th century with exceptional works by the likes of Camille Corot and Theodore Rousseau. The Rousseau complements three works at the Taft, which are quite different. This one in the show is a sunset scene with all of the detailed elements of the woodsy landscape picked out in vibrant shades of yellow and pink. It gives the whole impression that you're seeing a sort of landscape set afire by the sunset. It's quite remarkable, considered one of his best paintings. Then there are key works of 19th century realism, a beautiful seascape by Gustave Courbet, a stunning double portrait of two of Edgar Degas' cousins, two Italian girls whom he met when he stayed in Italy with his relatives. And they are differentiated in their character in the most remarkable way, just in this medium, in a very factual way, that subtle hints that key you into their two very different personalities. There are famous Impressionist paintings by Claude Monet and Auguste Renoir, as well as a touching portrait by Camille Pissarro of his daughter Minette, who died very young in childhood. And the show ends with an intense Van Gogh portrait, self-portrait, and a Monet water lily painting.
Whoa.
So it really spans the gamut. And if you're at all sensitive to visual art and you can make it to the show, I can promise you a wonderful artistic experience. You may even swoon.
Yes, I was going to say it is easy to swoon with all these wonderful paintings up there. Now, were these ones at the Wadsworth picked out to share with the Taft, or ones that you or the Taft had a choice?
It was a little bit of both. They had a few works that they weren't going to let travel because of their fragility or other concerns. They might have been promised to another show years ago. And then we had a certain goal for shaping a show with 45 paintings and what we would want to include and not include. So it was a collaboration, and it was really fun.
Oh, and a perfect celebration for the 80th anniversary of the Taft, too.
And the last day of the show is Sunday, September 16th.
Right.
And I did want to remind everyone that we're free on Sundays.
Well, beautiful stuff, and I appreciate you coming in here and tantalizing our eyes with your descriptions here.
Well, it's fun just to talk about it. Thank you, Mark.
Chief Curator of the Taft Museum, Lynn Ambrosini, talking about Old Masters to Impressionists, Three Centuries of French Painting from the Wadsworth Athenaeum, a collection of 45 masterpieces all in one place, along with all the other beautiful art at the Taft Museum in downtown Cincinnati. As Lynn mentioned, on view through September 16th, you can find out more about the Taft and this exhibit by visiting our website, wvxu.org.